I am here at the 2013 Commodity Classic here in the Sunshine State and in the BASF booth. And in front of me is Luke Bozeman, and he is the technical market manager on the herbicide side. Tell me a little bit, Luke, about your role with the company.
Well, as a technical market manager, I work with our sales and marketing teams with our supporting our commercial herbicides, and then also work with our biology and regulatory group supporting our commercial as well as near-term R&D products that we're bringing into the marketplace in the next year or so.
You mentioned the R&D products. How does these benefit growers and when we're talking about herbicide resistance?
Well, you know, herbicide resistance has been a growing problem over the last several years. And at BASF, you know, we're excited about a new product that we're have in development yet. It's not available, not approved, but Ingenia has been designed to control some key weeds, including resistant weeds like Palmer pigweed or water hemp or ragweed in soybeans, in dicamba-tolerant soybeans. So we're excited about both of those technologies and how Ingenia is going to help the farmers control those weeds in crop.
So basically that's the update coming in down the pipeline when it comes to herbicide resistance. When do you think that'll be provided to farmers?
Well, we're hopeful that in 2014 all the approvals will be in place and we'll be able to commercialize. You know, there's still some a lot of activities to go between now and then, but things are on track. It's very good technology, and we're excited that it will be available in 2014.
Well, you know, challenges and changes throughout the industry have been something producers across the country and growers have faced. What do you guys do at BASF to kind of address these changes in the industry?
Well, you know, we have an excellent R&D group that began with our chemists in Germany and the U.S. as well. And then our biology team here in the U.S. Ranged from field-based biologists to our biologists that are in our greenhouse and lab, back in North Carolina. And they look out, you know, 8-10 years and try to define and determine what those key needs are going to be for growers and begin developing their program specifically to address those needs. You know, you mentioned resistant weeds. One of our areas is basic chemistry R&D, looking at developing herbicides with unique modes of action, unique sites of action, trying to get something out there that can really be a benefit. So that starts early in the process. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes 8 to 10 years to bring a new molecule to a new active ingredient to the marketplace. So you have to start early. And you have to be targeting a specific need that growers will find important for their operation.
Well, it sounds like you guys are definitely staying on the cutting edge when it comes to research and development within the industry. So thank you, and I know growers, thank you for everything you guys have done. Once again, standing here in front of me at the 2013 Commodity Classic is Luke Bozeman with BASF. I am Jamie Johansson.